Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a manufacturer expands in central Arkansas, reflections on notorious outlaws' time in the region, and sounds from a Sunbox soul circle. But first, Friday, a federal judge rejected an effort by former Arkansas Treasurer Martha Shoffner to reach a plea agreement to a charge of extortion. Shoffner's attorney and prosecutors had agreed to terms of waiving an indictment in exchange for a guilty plea. But during the questioning by the judge, Shoffner said that while she did accept money from a bond broker totaling $36,000, she said she didn't demand it. Shoffner also said she didn't intentionally direct most of State Bond's business to that broker because of the cash payments. With that, Judge Leon Holmes said he couldn't accept her plea. After the hearing, U.S. Attorney Chris Thayer said he was disappointed, but will move forward with the case.
We will proceed to indict Ms. Shoffner starting next week. We anticipate that in addition to the charge that we had alleged in the information that was filed today, that there will be additional charges as well.
As she left the courthouse, Shoffner apologized to the people of Arkansas and said she wasn't entirely comfortable acknowledging some of what prosecutors said in court. Senator Mark Pryor aired an ad this week responding to the Mayor's Against Illegal Guns ad that disapproved of his recent voting decisions regarding background checks for guns. The Democratic senator says there are other options besides the current compromise.
We also had another vote, and I think that other bill was much, much stronger, and I supported it, and it got 52 votes in the Senate. And what it does is it fixes the problems that we have in the current background check system. So it requires, for the first time, all federal and state agencies to put information into the database. It cleans up the definitions of mental health. It does things like fully fund the COPS program and also give more funding for mental health. And I've been trying to get the Republicans to do those two things ever since I've been in Washington.
Senator Pryor says he listens to Arkansas when deciding which way to vote. While Arkansas's unemployment insurance program ran dry after the Great Recession began back in 2008, Governor Mike Beebe says that the state's unemployment insurance trust fund is bouncing back. Though the state had to borrow $360 million from the federal government between 2009 and 2011, Governor Beebe says that the state has made strides in paying back the advances made by the federal government.
2 years have passed, and we've reached an important milestone. We're still paying back the federal government, but the total has dropped by almost half to $193 million. Meanwhile, the trust fund has been replenished and now has a $205 million balance. It's the first time in 4 years that we've had a positive overall balance in our unemployment insurance program.
The governor says that the replenishment of the unemployment insurance trust fund came as a result in businesses accepting a reduction in the federal tax credit received from paying unemployment benefits, as well as enacting stricter eligibility requirements and reducing the length of time workers can claim unemployment benefits. Though the trust fund now has a positive balance, Governor Beebe says that it won't be exhausted immediately by paying off the federal government. Beebe says the state is expected to complete repayments to the government next year. Tyson Foods of Springdale announced this morning that it has acquired the assets of California-based Circle Foods, LLC, a producer of frozen and refrigerated handheld Mexican foods, uncooked tortillas, and Indian flatbreads. According to a press release, Circle Foods has been in business for 25 years. Among the company's brands are Nuevo Grill, Tortilla Land, and Rotoland products. The company operates out of a 159,000-square-foot facility, built in San Diego in 2008, and has a staff of about 600 full-time employees. According to the release, Tyson does not plan any significant operational changes and plans to keep the existing management and production team in place. Terms of the acquisition were not disclosed. Ozark Regional Transit is again offering its Kids Ride Free program this summer. The program started Saturday, and kids aged 17 or younger can ride any of ORT's fixed routes without paying a fare through August 31st. According to ORT, more than 6,500 kids used the service last year to travel to pools, parks, libraries, and elsewhere. A new scholarship has been created for U of A graduate students seeking on-campus childcare. Zara and Gina Vickery Niederman started the Gene Tyson Child Development Study Center 3Volve Scholarship Challenge, which is a need-based scholarship for graduate students seeking childcare at the Tyson Child Development Center. The scholarship, made possible through the Niedermann's company, 3Volve Housing, is designed to increase access to quality childcare for graduate students trying to balance school, professional aspirations, and family demands. An anonymous donor is also supporting the scholarship through a matching grant, doubling the impact of the Niedermann's contribution. There will be no trip to Omaha this year for the Razorback baseball team, as the team lost out of the NCAA regionals in Manhattan, Kansas. The Diamond Hogs on Friday dropped their first appearance in the regional tournament against Bryant, with a final score of 4-1. The Hogs came back on Saturday with a 3-1 victory against Wichita State. The momentum continued yesterday as the Razorbacks defeated Bryant with an overwhelming 12-3 final score. But it was the second game of the evening that sank the Hogs' hopes for another College World Series appearance. 15th-ranked Arkansas lost to 17th-ranked Kansas State, 4-3. Arkansas finishes the season with a 39-22 record. This marks the 12th consecutive year for the Razorbacks to finish the season in the NCAA tournament. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals lost a series of their own over the weekend. The Nats opened the three-game set against San Antonio Missions, and the Nats lost that game 7-2. The luck didn't change much Saturday when the Nats dropped a 5-2 decision against the Missions. But yesterday, the Naturals came back with a 6-5 win. After the weekend's action, the Naturals are 16-38 on the season. They return to Tulsa tomorrow night to open a four-game set against the Drillers. Expect mostly clear skies tonight with overnight lows from 58 in northwest Arkansas to 63 in the Arkansas River Valley. Partly sunny Tuesday with highs in the low to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. tomorrow evening. Lows from 61 in northwest Arkansas to 66 in the Arkansas River Valley.